One of the hardest hitting ads in the 9th Congressional District is paid for by a group led by a former Republican presidential candidate. It blasts another Republican, State Senator Dan Bishop. The ad focuses on Bishop's $500 investment in the social media company Gab that's been linked to white supremacists. Bishop says the ad is defamatory. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Evan McMullen, a former CIA officer, was chief policy director for former House speakers John Boehner and Paul Ryan.
I only supported Republicans. I only donated to Republicans. I only worked on behalf of Republicans. I only voted for Republicans.
But then came the rise of Donald Trump, whom McMullen couldn't support. So he ran as an independent candidate in 2016, getting 21% of the vote in his home state of Utah. Now McMullen leads a group called Stand Up Republic. It's opposed only a few candidates that he deems dangerous to the country.
We have a very high threshold for getting heavily involved in a candidate race, and we only do so when we feel the health of the republic is at stake.
In his view, those threats are former Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, current Congressman Steve King of Iowa, and Devin Nunes of California, and now Charlotte Republican Dan Bishop.
We had a candidate here who was supporting and investing in an ideology of evil that threatens our freedom in the country.
Stand Up Republic has launched a 30-second ad blasting Bishop for his $500 investment 2 years ago in the social media website Gab. The ad asks if people remember when white supremacists marched in Charlottesville.
When they were banned from social media, Dan Bishop took their side. In fact, he invested in a social media website because it welcomed the white supremacists. Dan Bishop says it's about free speech. But if he supports extremists, we can't support Dan Bishop.
Bishop's campaign called the ad, quote, libelous, defamatory slander, and threatened to sue any media outlet that publishes it or broadcasts it. He declined to be interviewed for this story, but his campaign did send a point-by-point rejection of the ad. The campaign says it's not true that Bishop supports extremists and took their side. For example, in a tweet after Charlottesville, Bishop condemned the racist alt-right as well as Black Lives Matter. And he rejects that he invested in Gab because it welcomed white supremacists. Here's how the controversy began. In August 2017, about a week after Charlottesville, Bishop posted on Twitter that he was, quote, about done with Silicon Valley thought police tech giants, and so I just invested in Gab. He linked to the company's prospectus of free speech, individual liberty, and the free flow of information online. Around the same time, he posted on Facebook a Washington Post article about Silicon Valley, quote, escalating its war on white supremacists despite free speech concerns.
That Washington Post article talked about social media sites kicking these neo-Nazis in the wake of this murder, kicking these neo-Nazis off of their platforms, which they're entitled to do, their private companies, and that upset him.
Bishop's campaign says the point of his post was to focus on the article's other theme, that the tech companies were, quote, becoming the arbiters of free speech in America. As an example, the campaign noted how the article referenced that a black woman had posted on Facebook about a white man insulting her family with profane, racist epithets, and how Facebook took down her post. Facebook said the post violated its standards by repeating the racist language. McMullen says he stands by the ad. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.